beginning of our shortened week because of Thanksgiving coming up. And coming up in 2020, it's the 400th anniversary of the Mayflower sailing to America back in 1620. And there's lots of planning going on. That's why they created Plymouth 400, which, Craig, I looked at that. I thought maybe it was one of our NASCAR races that we'll talk about.
It could be.
That's not what it is. And someone to help us explain it all is the executive director of Plymouth 400 Incorporated. It's Michelle Pecoraro. Good morning, Michelle. How are you?
Good morning, Craig and Bruce. I'm great. How are you?
You're doing great. You've got a lot of planning for a big 400th celebration. Talk about what goes into something like this.
Well, you know, we started planning back in 2009 when the board of directors was formed. So it's been quite a while. I was hired in 2014. So we have been planning for quite some time, and we have seven wonderful signature events and programs throughout the year of 2020. And we also have a full calendar of over 100 events and programs that will take place here in Massachusetts, all around New England, and in Plymouth, England, and in the Netherlands as well, because our history, of course, spans these countries.
So there's a lot of folks involved with this, and this particular 400 celebration really has many components. Talk a little bit about some of them, if you could.
Yes, it has many components. We're working with many organizations like the General Society of Mayflower Descendants, the New England Historic Genealogical Society, Plymouth Plantation, Pilgrim Hall Museum, and the Wampanoag Tribes of Aquinnah and Mashpee. So we have, and then beyond that as well, but we have a lot of great partners in this, and it really takes all of us because we all hold a little piece of this history.
So Plymouth, Massachusetts will increase in size, I would imagine, for the number of people that come. Is Plymouth prepared for the arrival?
Yes, we are. We've been preparing. We're preparing with, overseeing parking and transportation. But what we really are preparing for is to welcome the world to Plymouth. And we are a tourism destination already, but this will really be our year to shine, these 2 years, actually, 2020 and 2021, which is the 400th anniversary of the first harvest feast. So this is the anniversary of the landing of the Mayflower, and then 21 will be the first Thanksgiving.
Michelle, talk a little bit about that first harvest feast. What do we know about that, and what do we not know about that?
Well, what we don't know is we don't know that the Pilgrims actually and the Wampanoag actually sat down and ate turkey or pumpkin pie, for that matter. So we know that pumpkin was indigenous. We know that they may have had pumpkin, but no pies were being baked at the time. And as for the turkey, the historical account that we know of says that venison was served as well as some sort of fowl. So that could have been duck, goose, turkey. We do still have a lot of turkey roaming around Plymouth, so we know that they probably did have some of that as well.
It's been dubbed at Plymouth, Massachusetts, America's hometown. Talk about that phrase, if you could.
Yes, we call it America's hometown because when you think about it, Plymouth has been here for 400 years, and if you come to Plymouth today, you see that it's been a vibrant community for all of those years, and we've moved ahead with the times. So it's a great place to bring your family or to come for a romantic weekend. It is, it really is a lovely seaside community, quintessentially New England.
Talk about the Mayflower. That we see. Is it a replica? Is it original parts of it? What do we know? What kind of historic artifacts are there related to the arrival?
So the Mayflower II is a reproduction of the original Mayflower ship as we understand it looked. And it was actually given to us by the people of England in 1957 as a thank you for the support in World War II. So it has its own really rich history, but it has just been newly restored, and it is seaworthy, and it is going to be coming back home. Its first stop will be Mayflower Sails 2020, which is going to be in Boston alongside the USS Constitution, and then the moment we've all been waiting for. Mayflower 2 will make its homecoming to Plymouth Harbor over Memorial Day weekend in 2020.
Where did the phrase of Plymouth Rock come from? Is there a rock? I mean, why do we say it that way?
There is a rock. There is a rock. It was pointed out by an ancestor of the Pilgrims several many years later. However, what the rock really is a symbol to so many people who come here. You know, it's more valuable because of the symbolism than the fact that, you know, they may or may not have stepped on that particular rock. You know, many people who come here from other countries stand at Plymouth Rock and say, this is my symbol of freedom. This is my symbol, you know, of being able to start a new life here in the United States.
So people that come to these events going on, do you have reenactors or their docents? How is it that they are able to view the tour? And maybe at this point, what kind of new technology have you added to kind of make it into this social media sense that we are in this this day and age?
Sure, yes. We have we do have a tour of some historic places that this history actually happened in. And that spans from the tip of Cape Cod in Provincetown all the way through up into Boston. And that tour, you know, it just highlights some of the places where the authentic places where things actually happened. First Encounter Beach on Cape Cod and Corn Hill, you know, Provincetown, Plymouth, there's Duxbury. There's all kinds of places where these things actually happened. And so you get to really explore the whole history through these authentic places. And that will be done with AR and VR so that you can actually use your phone to hold up at those spots and actually see what might have been there, even though it's not there now.
Do we know how well received the people on the boat were by the people who were there?
Well, there was an encounter at First Encounter Beach, which is a beach on the Cape. And there was an encounter where some arrows were shot out of the woods and some muskets were shot. No one was hurt. Everybody, you know, it was almost like, we're here, you're here, you know, we're not sure about you. But of course, we know that the Wampanoag people of this area were the people who were here and who helped the Pilgrims to survive by teaching them how to plant in this climate, letting them know what was, you know, edible and what wasn't. They were very helpful in those first years.
If people want to find out more about all the events that are going on next year and beyond, where's a good place to get some details of all this?
Yes, so there's a couple of places. Of course, our website, Plymouth400inc.org. That's Plymouth400inc.org. And you'll find a full calendar of over 100 events there that are happening throughout New England in preparation for this, in celebration of this. And then also, See Plymouth, if you're traveling, if you're making your travel plans, seeplymouth.com. seeplymouth.com. And then, of course, Plymouth Plantation has a wonderful program, and if you're coming here, you can't miss it. It is really, you experience history in a new light at Plymouth Plantation, and that website is plimoth.org.
All right. Well, we've got a lot of places to go over the next couple of years to look at America's history. We're from America's hometown, Plymouth, Massachusetts. Our guest this morning, Michelle Pecoraro from Plymouth 400 Inc. We appreciate your time this morning. Thank you for sharing with us.
Thank you so much. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You too.